From Tidbits, October 28th, 2013. This is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Josh Centers pulls the string. Tidbits managing editor Josh Centers, that's me, joined host Benjamin Alexander on the Pulling the String podcast to discuss managing Tidbits, why Apple can't get online services or podcasting right, rock concerts, being new parents, and the keys to success. Fair warning, there is some R-rated language. Disney temporarily yanks purchased iTunes movies. Disney removed some of its movies, such as The Lion King, from sale from the iTunes store. This wasn't concerning in and of itself, since Disney regularly swaps movies in and out of its vault. But this time, a problem with iTunes prevented those who had purchased the movies from streaming or downloading them from iTunes in the cloud. Thankfully, Apple and Disney soon fixed the issue, but it's a reminder that cloud services can be unpredictable, and that whenever possible, you should maintain local copies of important data. John Syracuse's review of OS 10.9 Mavericks. It wouldn't be an OS 10 release without a lengthy detailed review at Ars Technica from the hypercritical John Syracuse. Syracuse's 10th OS 10 review weighs in at 24,008 words, 110 images, and 24 pages in the web version. You can load page after page of the canonical web version for free, or for $4.99, you can purchase an ebook version from the iBook store or Amazon's Kindle store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Tonks Coffee, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.